the world is your oyster. You've got so many people that never even knew what a podcast was who listen religiously today. And the growth of podcast shows, even though they grow fast, 9 out of 10 of them are quitting. You're not going to be a quitter. You're going to stick with it.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Welcome back to the podcast on podcasting. It is Adam A. Adams. In this episode, we're really going to be talking about some of, not all of, but some of the highlights of what has been changing in podcasting, podcast listeners, podcast hosts, just some of the little things that might help you as you're growing your podcast and you're pivoting and you're trying to make sure that you're doing it in the right way. And so there's just a few things that are kind of new. First and foremost, we have had a lot of growth with podcasts themselves, which basically just means the number of hosts and shows that there are out there. For example, when I started, there was very few podcasts when I started my first one, which is probably one of the reasons why we got picked up and became a top podcast in such a short time. And over time, like in 2019, I remember there being published something, I think it was like in October of 19, saying that there was 800,000 podcasts now. So I started mine in 2016-17, and then in 2019, there was 800,000. It was like a number that I couldn't fathom. I'm like, that's almost a million. And then if you fast forward just a little bit to like COVID time, like when the beginning of 2020, well, let's just say March, the most recent stat that I could find was still in the very beginning of March, the most recent stat was still 800,000. But within a few months, we went to 1.9 million podcasts, 1.9, more than doubled just in a few months. So podcasting starting in 2005, 6, 7, 8. This is like the beginning of podcasting and very few podcasters, very few podcast listeners, and even many people don't even know what a podcast is back then. And then they're starting to gain a little bit of traction, 2011, 2013, 2015, 2017, starting to gain a lot of traction. And fast forward to this COVID time, everybody who's always wanted to start a podcast now has a little bit more time on their hands. They're a little bit bored. They want to do something meaningful. They want to connect with other people. They're unable to go to these events. They're unable to go to dinner with their friends. In many cases, places are shut down. And we're missing that lack of like communication, that lack of meeting with somebody face-to-face. And so podcasting is solving a lot of those issues. It's helping us give back. It's helping us feel better about ourselves. It's helping us connect with other people. It's helping us make money because a lot of our businesses are pivoting. A lot of people are getting laid off, sent home, and people are thinking about entrepreneurship and starting a new business. And because of all of those changes, there became more than double the amount of podcasts from 800,000 to 1.9 million in just a few short months. Then, fast forward a bit, we were at 2.7 million recently. I'm sure that is higher now. I'm sure that's higher. But the most recent number I've seen is 2.7 million. And we're like in the beginning of 2022 as I record this. So it doubled by getting another about million. And then it got another million again in about less than a year again. So things are just taking off. That's one of the things that is happening. Don't be dismayed. Don't be discouraged is probably the better way to say it. Don't be discouraged because approximately 90% of those podcasts that have started, like all podcasts, approximately 90% fall off. They quit. So even though there is, yes, 2.7 plus million podcasts out there, there's only, let's call it 10% of those that are like publishing regularly today. So you don't have quite as much competition. The next thing, this is number two, the next thing that is changing in podcasting that is going to be interesting to you and that you can hopefully use for your own benefit is that back a few years ago, only about 20%, one in five people even knew what a podcast was or had even heard of a podcast. So just a few short years ago, 1 in 5 Americans, at least, I don't know if this is a worldwide stat, to be honest, but Americans, at least, only 1 in 5 even knew what a podcast was. So you would be talking to 2 or 3 people and none of them would even know what a show was. You tell them that you have a podcast and they're like, what's a podcast? That sounds cool. How do I listen? Now, today, one of the most recent statistics, I'm quoting 2022. This comes from Buzzsprout, by the way. Buzzsprout, they publish a lot of cool stuff. We have an affiliate relationship with Buzzsprout because we really like Buzzsprout. We send a lot of our clients who are starting a new podcast or rebranding or trying to switch from whatever company they didn't like. We always recommend, we like Libsyn and Buzzsprout quite a bit. They're two great companies, and Buzzsprout specifically publishes a lot of really good info. In 2022, at the beginning of 2022, I'm reading some info on Buzzsprout, and they're saying that more than 50% of Americans actually acknowledge that they listen to podcasts religiously. So it went from less than half just a few years ago, like less than 20% a few years ago, to now just even knowing what it was. There's a distinction that it wasn't 20% listened. Now it's more than half of adult Americans are actually listening to podcasts and have a favorite podcast. So what does that mean to you? It means that the pastures are full of green grass for you to go and chow down on if you're a goat or a cow. I'm not going to call my listeners cows. That would be rude. But if you are interested in a green pasture, you've got the world is your oyster. You've got so many people that never even knew what a podcast was who listen religiously today. And the growth of podcast shows, even though they grow fast, 9 out of 10 of them are quitting. You're not going to be a quitter. You're going to stick with it. So that's the second thing that I wanted to share with you. The third thing that I wanted to share with you is demographics. So on a previous episode, I mentioned that over this last year, not just in America, but over all of the countries, where is the biggest podcast growth? Remember, I said that there was 5 countries that had the biggest podcast growth of any other country. One of them was China, that was the 5th biggest growing. And the other 4, I think it was Mexico, Argentina, I don't know why, Chile, Mexico, Argentina, Chile. I'm just doing this from memory. And there was one other that were the top 4 of 4, and they're all Spanish speaking. So takeaway number 3 is that today you could definitely be starting a Spanish speaking podcast because, man, there's so many people that are downloading and these countries are growing rapidly. I think takeaway number 4 is where I am now. Takeaway number 4 is that it's interesting with podcast listeners have a higher income on average than other types of content. For example, like books and webinars and events and YouTube, for example, the people that are listening to podcasts have more money than the people that are watching YouTube. So if you're thinking to yourself, it sounds like a lot of competition in podcasting. You said 2.7 million, 10% of them are active. Go and look at YouTube. The last time I checked, YouTube had 40 million or 60 million. It's at least 5 times more competition than it is in podcasting. So you're just way better off having a podcast. Plus, your listener base is probably going to have the money that they need in order to buy your products, your services, your courses. If you have a podcast listener, I mean, a podcast sponsor, then your listener is more likely to buy their products and make them happy. And so basically stating that the affluence, the money amount is actually higher with podcasting because it's more easily consumable. People that are in a really good position, they're the type of person that wants to be efficient, that wants to learn and grow. They know that they can be cooking, cleaning, driving, and still be able to get the content from you. So super, super interesting. They generally have more money. Next thing is colors, race, demographic is changing a lot in podcasting. I think this might be number 5. I hope it's just really interesting that last year, I actually tried looking up the exact stat that I had, but I'm unable to find the exact stat. I believe that it still comes from Buzzsprout, but it's taken me a second to find it. And I still want to give you the general value, and you can look up the exact detail. But what I remember about the stat was that literally just a few months ago, almost all of the podcast listeners were white, which is just strange and interesting. However, over, at least in the United States, over the last few months, it's changed completely, whereas the race, the colors of skin, all that is more fitting to the actual demographics of the United States right now, which basically means there's more Black and Hispanic and Asian listeners, for example. I know I'm leaving out a couple, but based on the general demographics of the United States. So that means back just a few months ago, almost every listener was white. Now, these days, it's more well-diversed. And so I think that's an amazing thing to point out. And I think it could help a few of you who are starting a podcast or already have a podcast to know and understand that it is balancing out more closely to how the main demographics are. The next, number six thing that's kind of changing and developing is some projections of 2022, 2023, and 2024. It's interesting because the number of listeners are in the millions are supposed to rapidly increase in 2022, 2023, 2024 by several million listeners each and every year. So, for example, if we have about 80-ish million listeners today, we should have about 88-ish million in a few months and 94-ish million a few months after that, and a little over 100 million the very next year. So that means that now is an awesome time to get your podcast started, going. If you've already got it, you've got to jump ahead of some of us too. But if you haven't yet launched your show, you're going to get a lot of benefit to launching it right now based on some of these interesting and cool changes that we have coming up. So those are just a few of the things that I want to share on today's episode, that podcasts are changing. Now's a good time to have a podcast. There's a few things that you could probably do with this information. You could look up more details, especially on the demographic that I looked up, where last year was more, almost all podcast listeners were white, and now it's like more fitting with the US. I think all of these things are interesting to notate, and I don't think that podcasting is too big based on this data. It does not seem or sound like podcasting is going to be something that's hard to start right now. You still have a way, you still can develop. There, yes, there's a lot of people starting, but they're not all going to have the stick-to-itiveness that you will have. You're going to start yours, you're going to grow yours. You're going to get a lot of growth from your business. You're going to be able to monetize it as long as you're doing it right. And if there's anything that Grow Your Show can do to help you, reach out to me. Go to growyourshow.com. You can always schedule a discovery call with us if we can help you edit, if we can help you market, or if we can help you launch a new podcast. We'd love to help. All right, I'll see you guys on the next episode. Two quick things before you go. Number one, if you are looking to upgrade like your podcast equipment or just get your very first affordable microphone, then go to growyourshow.com/PDF. That link's in the show notes. Go ahead and scroll down. On that PDF is 100% equipment for your podcasting studio that I've personally vetted. My team has vetted this. We know that it works. We know that it's affordable, and we don't want you paying more for your podcasting equipment. So again, if you're looking to upgrade your equipment or get your very first inexpensive microphone that works great, that's where you go. And then number two is, got a free course, A to Z, on everything you need to know about podcasting, and you don't have to go anywhere but the podcast in order to access it. You don't have to even give me an email address to access it. It is just the very first 6 episodes of this podcast. So what you'll do is you'll scroll down a bit, you'll click on all episodes and scroll down because we're hundreds of episodes in, and you'll see the episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 is a free course from A to Z on launching a top podcast. Take advantage of those 2 things. I'll see you on the next episode.